sweetest friends. This year should be a schuss for Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagittel, the bracha v'atzlacha, v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're going to be learning some Yoni Shabbos from the Sefer Na'oz Deshe, the Torahs of the Sakech of Rabbeim. We're on page Yadalad, Oz Tetzvav. B'med v'shalacha adam Yisrael shesh l'menorah shesuya prakim. Ma'al tatla b'Shabbos, a person who has a menorah, has a candelabra that's made up of various pieces, parts. Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Continues the Medrash, etc. Hamarkiv k'nei menorah b'Shabbos k'adam shabona b'Shabbos. If a person puts together candelabra on Shabbos, made up of different parts, it's as if he was bona on Shabbos, etc. Atamakadish is a Shabbos machol of Mishnah Luxus Nikia, or Mahan is Nafshcha v'ninosein l'chaschar. You sanctify Shabbos with food and drink, with clean clothing, and you get pleasure, and I give you schar. Minayin v'krasel Shabbos oinek. You called Shabbos oinek, etc. Maksiv acharov, os tisanek al Hashem v'itin l'cha mishalus libecha. Then you're going to have pleasure from Hashem, and He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Armelo Yisra, v'masai, at nosein lanu schar, mitzis shana osim. When you give us schar, mitzis we're going to do. Armelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzis shem osim, v'perusim, atem ochli machshav. The mitzis that you do, the fruits you eat now, av aschar o be'ekev v'ni nosein lechem. But the schar I'm going to give you be'ekev. As it says in the pasuk, v'haya ekev tishmaon. And it will be ekev, because you listen. I just translated the Medrash, and now we have to see what the Heilige Shem Yishmiel does with this Medrash. This is a Torah that he said, obviously Parshas Ekev, and in the year Tav Reish Ayin Zayin and Tav Reish Ayin Tes, 1917 and 1919. V'nira lefarish. Tehine, nira mishitchi eslashan ha-Medrash, the shiny schar Shabbos, misar kol the different, the schar Shabbos, the schar that you get for keeping Shabbos, is different from the schar that you get for keeping all the other mitzvahs. Because we know a rule that schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. There's no schar mitzvah in this world. Ela be'ekev hunitan. But it's given at the ankle, which is at the very end, at the heel, which is at the very end. So there's no schar mitzvah in this world. You have to wait till the end. But schar Shabbos is tekef b'hayal malekah. Schar Shabbos you already get in this world. And the reason is, based on what my father said, the Sakech of Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, explaining the reason why the Gemara says in Beitzah Dav Beis Amud Beis that Shabbos is not Mechin LeYomtiv. Shabbos can't prepare for Yomtiv. You can't prepare on Shabbos for Yomtiv, but Ula'atz Mechin, you can prepare on Shabbos for Shabbos. Why? Ki Shabbos Yimein Olam Haba. Shabbos is like Olam Haba Shuat Tachlis. That's the purpose of everything. Ve'en Hachon Ala Haba, and it can't be, you can't prepare for the future. Ela'atz Mechin, only for itself. On Shabbos you can do things for Shabbos, but not for Yomtiv. Because Shabbos is main Olam Haba, and you can't prepare for the future. There is no future after Olam Haba. If you don't give schar for Shabbos in this world, only in Olam Haba, then our Shmir Shabbos in this world will be a hachon and not a tachas. So we have to say that the schar is techef, the schar is immediately in this world, and Shabbos mechina la'atzma, we already are for Shabbos in this world. It's miyad. So if Shabbos would be a preparation for the next world, then Shabbos would be hachan, and Olam Haba can't be hachan. Olam Haba is the tachas, it's the purpose. So Melo, when we keep Shabbos, we have to be getting schar in this world, unlike all the other mitzvahs, which are only at the akev, only at the very end. Achadain yesh lahavim lefi ma'adisa b'sfarim ha'kadoshim dechal me'atom z'schar mitzvah ha'am aleka hum shim shi'ar giron l'mitzvah she'em r'machi v'orin d'malka she'isham shu l'tzarek olam hazeh ha'shofa v'kol v'neva im ken schar Shabbos b'ha'am l'chor migregora. So why don't we get schar mitzvahs in this world? So there are many explanations. One of them given by the Ma'aral in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael in the 13th chapter is because there is a giron in mitzvahs that are ramachei varim demalka. You can't, the mitzvahs are the kviyachal 248 limbs of the king, the 248 mitzvahs, asay. How can these gevaldika holy hoicha mitzvahs be used for olam hazeh, which is so temporary? You can't give schar mitzvahs in this world because mitzvahs are too high for this world. So therefore, schar Shabbos, how can it be? If schar Shabbos, you're giving schar in this world, that would seem to indicate that Shabbos is not so chashuv. What's the inyan of schar Shabbos? When you know olam haba, the tzaddikim yoshim v'atrosayim v'roshayim menenim izivashchina, that the tzaddikim sit and the crown is on their head, and they're nehene miziv hashchina, and they get pleasure from the divine radiance. That's olam haba, as the Gemara says in Brachos. V'zeh nitan tekef l'adam b'schar Shabbos, and that's given immediately to a person as schar Shabbos, v'nisha la yerushas olamim adei ad, and remains with him forever. This schar Shabbos is a yerushas olamim adei ad. This schar Shabbos, he's nene forever. Aval adam nene mimeno l'fi misa, misa siz dachachuso. Uvishabbos shebechreach adam zukoch yoser, afilu amaret same as Shabbos olav, nene adam yoser miyoser ziv. So, on Shabbos, you're going to be nene more from this ziv hashchina. Really, a person is nene in this world and the next world from Shabbos. Because what's olam haba? Olam haba is tzaddikim, yotchim v'at v'seim roshem v'nem ziv hashchina, they have the crowns and they're at their nene miziv hashchina. And when are we given that? We're given that to the extent, how are we given that? To the extent that we are pure. We can get this oneg already in Olam Hazeh to the extent that we're pure. Shabbos we are more pure, and the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi famously says, that Am Aretz Emas Shabbos Olav, and Am Aretz has fear of Shabbos on him. So then a person's more nene from that ziv. V'yuvan memeil d'Olam Habash t'yatachas ha'zikl chiyatanik sh'olso ha'ziv alfei alofen pom yosem esherata b'Shabbos. So obviously in Olam Habah we're going to, Shabbos is gur gavaldik here in this world, but in Olam Habah it's going to be so much greater because we're going to be so much more pure, and we're going to have the kelim to receive the holiness, the light, the spark, the divine light, the divine radiance of Shabbos, of Olam Habah, even more so than we're able to do in this world. Mikol makom schar Shabbos nitan lo me'ata. V'chol ma'asha adam yochol lihanas menu teichef unena teichef. V'kasher yamuchan yoser yehana b'yoser. So whatever a person is going to be nana, he's going to be nana immediately. If he can, he can. The more prepared he is, the more pleasure he's going to get. So if a person is keeping Shabbos, so the schar is that he's nana a little bit from Olam Haba on Shabbos. And the more he's keeping Shabbos in this world, the more Shabbosim that pass, the more he's getting hana from that ziv hashchina. And with this, we can explain the pasuk. That Shmiru Shabbos works for all the Shabbosos of the generations. Lasis is a Shabbos because Hanah is considered Maisa. So we're creating the Hanah for all the future Shabbos, for all the Doros. V'shamanezel se Shabbos. We keep Shabbos. Last is the Shabbos of Dorosam. We're creating the Hanah of Shabbos for all the generations, because for all the future Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is you are nana mi ziv hashchina. The more pure you are, the more you create a kli to be nana from ziv hashchina and future Shabbos. V'yesh lomra shezem makbil laharkovas pirkei menorah shasura b'shabbat mishum bone. And that is parallel to assembling the parts of a candelabra that is osur on Shabbos al tzbonet. Ki hu inyan v'kibutz chalakim nefradim la'asotam echad shehim alacha b'gashmiut, aval beruchaniut kibutz sachar kol ha'shabbatot shavru alav dedami ala hu tachlit ha'menucha. So the inyan of putting together Pirkei Menorah is taking different parts and making them one. That's bonet. That's malach and gashmius. In ruchnius, what we're doing is we're gathering together all the Shabbosos that we've already kept, and then we are getting pleasure from that. We're being nana from that. Since we were trying to say that for mitzvahs we don't get schar in this world, but for Shabbos we do, because in Gashmius you're now to be markiv k'nei menorah, pirkei menorah, the different parts of the menorah, you're now to put it together. That's bonet. But in Ruchnius, that's what Shabbos is all about. You take different parts, and then what does it bring? It brings you to the great light. That's the menorah of Shabbos. So we go back to the Medrash. First the Medrash says that you're allowed to move it, and then it says that if you are markiv it, if you assemble this menorah, it's bonet. And then it continues talking about Shabbos. You're Makadli Shabbos, Machol, Mishlik, Sus, Nakia. You get a Hanan, I'm giving you Schar. give you schar. What's going to be the schar? Now you're prepared to receive more Shabbosos, more of the ziv hashchin and olam hazeh, the koras of the Shabbos onik, your whole Shabbos onik. So that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is getting hana in this world, preparing yourself to get more hana in this world. It can't be for the next world, and Shabbos wouldn't be the tachlis. The tachlis of Shabbos is menucha, that we take all of the ziv hashchina being netted from the ziv hashchina, and we put them together, and we have such tremendous hana. So we should all be zoch to be Shabbos tikiyidin, and we shouldn't rush into Shabbos, and we shouldn't rush out of Shabbos, and we should be nana from every second of Shabbos, and get this light, the light, even in this world. It says that there's a rule that you have to pay a worker on time. So how is Hashem a kind this mitzvah, biyomo titein scharo, if he's only paying us in the next world? And the answer is, biyomo titein scharo is Rosh HaTevis Shabbos. Biyomo is a beis, titein is a tough, and then scharo is a sin. So that's Rosh HaTevis Shabbos, bas shin. So that's also Shabbos. So biyomo titein scharo, taka with Shabbos, he gives us our schar in this world. How beautiful is that? Very, very. So we are now continuing. Now we're in Ost HaZayin. Rashi b'shem ha-mechilta. Rashi zokt in numen fin mechilta. Uv'yom ha-shabbat uv'yom ha-shvit tishbot. Af b'shana shvit lo te'akel shabbat b'reishit memkoma. Shelo tomar oi v'chol ha-shana kuriya shabbat lo tenhag b'shabbat b'reishit. So you should rest in the seventh day. Even in the seventh year, you still keep Shabbos. Even in Shemitah, this is Rashi Mishpatim, chapter 23, even during Shemitah, you still keep Shabbos. You shouldn't think that since the whole year, the ganze Yor is gerufin Shabbos, so therefore, since the whole year is called Shabbos, you're not keeping Shabbos. No, you keep Shabbos anyway, because Shabbos Bereishis is not Nekar Mimakomo, B'yom HaShvi'i Tishbos. Frecht, the Heiliger Rebbe, the Shemi Shmuel, this is from a Torah of his in Parashas Bahar, Tov Reish Ayin Beis, 1912. He asked, what's the Havamina? Shemitah, in the seventh year, you're only not doing Avodah Sakarka. So why would you think that just because you stop doing Avodah Sakarka, you're not allowed to, you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore? Shabbos is a lot more chamor. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any type of forbidden labor. You're not allowed to do bishul, you're not allowed to do afiyah, and you're not allowed to do kosher, and you're not allowed to do matir. There's a lot of malachas in Shabbos, ksiva. So what's the havamina that just because you're keeping Shemitah means that you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore? Veniru. Dihine, b'chol makom shemuzkera Shabbos v'Torah nichtavu lefaneh shesh yismei maisa. Whenever we mention Shabbos in the Torah, first we mention the 6 days. V'karam tu v'zem v'farshi ha-Torah veniru. So why do we first have to say the first 6 days? That's a famous kasha that the Mefarsha tell me to keep Shabbos. Why do you say 6 days? You should work. And Shabbos, keep Shabbos. Say better. Just say to keep Shabbos. You can skip the 6 days. What do you care what I'm doing 6 days? I work, I don't work. I'm in kolel, I'm not in kolel. I have a job, I don't have a job. I do labor, I don't do labor. L'mayin af kamina. Keep Shabbos. That's the point of the pasuk. V'nirat. In order to properly keep Shabbos, you have to throw off from upon yourself all of the tirdas of Malach and Parnasa of the 6 days. That's a big avodah on Shabbos. A person has a lot of tirdas during the week. Rahman Islam lo aleinu. We have a lot of worries. So on Shabbos, ois worry no more. You throw off from upon yourself all of the many cheshbonos that people have. To the extent that you're able to throw off from yourself all the worries, all the toil of the week, you are zocha de kedushas Shabbos. To the extent that you distance yourself from olam hazeh, you can be zocha de olam habo kibemedrash. Mi tein taho mi tamei lo echad kigon olam haba me olam hazeh. Who's going to take tar from Tame? Not one, says the Pasuk. And we say, what is? Is it not one? Is it not Hashem? So what are we taking? What's the tar from the Tame? So the Tame is Olam Hazeh, and the tar is Olam Haba. The Kvod Kedusha Savoni Adoni Mori V'Rabbi Zeichat Zadachai Olam Haba Higid B'Shem Rabbo Adoni Mori V'Rabbi Arim Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Migur Zeichat Zadachai Olam Haba. So my father, the Sochot Shabbat, Rabbi Avrom, the Abnei Nizer, had gezakt in numen from Chedish Arim, the first guy Rebbe, b'shul shenisrachek me'olam hazeh. because you were misrachik from Olam Hazeh, you were zochet Olam Haba. Okay, and she said, Zohar Kadosh, Shkol Mashan Berech Mechitzonius, Bala Mosul Pnimius. The more you run away from Chitzonius, the more you zochet Pnimius. The more you run away from the superficialities of this world, the more you zochet to the depth, to what's real, to what's holy, to what's spiritual. Kamashikosuv. It says in the Pasuk, Perek Shmois Beis Tezvav. Vayivrach Moshe Mibnei Paro. Moshe ran away from Paro. Balu Masu B'Kedusha Ve'eshav Alaber. And then he was able to sit on the well. He was able to come to Kedusha. Well symbolizes what's holy, water, Torah, purity. Vilu Yitzuyal Heyader Utrachachut Me'olam Hazeh. Lo Yav Amelis Kod Le'olam Haba. If a person could imagine not being Mishrachik from Olam Hazeh, he wouldn't be Zoychet Olam Haba. Person is not misrachik from Olam Hazeh, it's not Olam Haba. You have to misrachik from the Sheishes Mei Shavua to be Zohar to Shabbos. And you have to misrachik, you have to distance yourself from Olam Hazeh in order to be Zohar to Olam Haba. Uken Zohar be Shabbos, Mein Olam Haba. Shilu Yitzuyer Heyoder Sheishes Mei Maise. If you can imagine that there wouldn't be 6 days of working, you wouldn't be able to be Zohar to Shabbos. You need to be able to run away from the 6 days of working in order to be Zohar to Shabbos. I feel that sometimes, that your person is involved in the tomb of this world and then you go into this holy sanctuary of Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to feel it unless first you were out there. You were in the Olam HaChitzoni. And now you run away from the Chitzonius and you feel stark the Pnimius. And that's why first it says, work, Sheish Smei Maise, be involved in the Gashmis and the Chitzonius of this world. And then you come to Shabbos. Whew, that's something special. Based on the foregoing, as they say in the essays, we can understand the Havamina, that in Shvi'is, that the whole year is called Shabbos, and there are no real Sheish Smei Maise, because you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. So, if that's the case, you can't really distance yourself from Avodas HaChol, could be Zochet Kedushas HaShabbos. Because your Avodas HaChol is very limited. You can't do agricultural work. In the olden days, society today, society is very technological. We have the Silicon Valley in California, where they're pretty much involved with high tech, and there are still people growing oranges in California, but California is really a pretty big place when you think about it. But back then there was no Silicon Valley, and there was no technology, and there was no internet, and there was no email, and a person couldn't talk into a device that's much smaller than the palm of his hand, as I'm speaking into now, in the beautiful Givat Zev HaChadasha neighborhood in Jerusalem on Gan HaAyalot, looking out at the window at these sweeping mountains of the gorgeous Eretz Tova Rechava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. You couldn't do that and then have this heard all over the world only seconds later, and sometimes even live. You're not going to hear me live, but in minutes I could be on and anybody could hear me anywhere in the world. That's Pillay Plus. We live in a technological society. However, back then they lived in an agricultural society. So if they're not doing Avodas HaKarka and then comes Shabbos, they're not being so misrachik from Olam Hazeh because they weren't so involved in Olam Hazeh. In the artsiness of Olam Hazeh. So that's the Havamina, that's the notion that the Rashi has based in Chazal, that a person doesn't have to keep Shabbos during Shemitah. Kamash Malan, nevertheless, still, you're still working during the 6 days. Malach is still permitted, even though not about the Sakarka, but even in the Karka you're allowed to do certain things, and there's certainly other Malachas you're allowed to do during Shemitah that aren't related to Karka. Therefore, we still are able to run away from Olam Hazeh and keep Shabbos. So we should all be Zochem Yitzhak Hashem to taste the light of Shabbos in this world, to feel the schar not only in the Ekev, not only at the end, but already now in this world we should feel the schar of Shabbos, of being Nanim Yizib Ashchina, and we should be Zochem and Shabbos to run away from all the Chitzonius. To the extent that you run away from the Chitzonius, you go into a world of Pnimius, and that's Chus. Krasem La Sirim Dror, God will call freedom for all those who are locked in various places of Yitzrei Hara and other lagers, other terrible situations, and we'll be Zoche, the Geulas Olamim, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.